You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Nobody's love. Apostrophe S, no, but nobody's love. Trying to figure out the title. That's Maroon 5. What's he saying?
I don't know.
Is that a possessive? Your boys in the morning ready to jump in with both feet into a trending report.
I just dumped water all over my shirt, Dom. It's very embarrassing.
Well, at least it's water.
I soaked myself. This is not good because there's a rumor that Peyton Manning is coming by next door on our sports station. I was going to try to snag a picture. I got spots all over. I told Nick Nack and she's freaking out. Ah! She's like, get a picture of me on your phone and have him hold it, so and then take a picture. She's like, so I can say okay. I got a picture with PFM. I just wrote back, no.
Leave the guy alone.
No.
All right.
Drago Bay will say if he'll talk with us.
Hey.
The Nuggets lost a heartbreaker yesterday when the LA Lakers hit a three-pointer at the buzzer.
That's got to sting. That's the worst, right?
To be in the lead and with less than a second, then the clock runs out and the ball goes through the net. Oh.
All right, you're going to have to school me here. Like, how many games are left?
They're about to play game three. The Nuggets are down 2-0.
Okay.
The Nuggets have to win 4 of the next 5.
All right.
Can they do it?
I hope
so. Well, their history in this playoff says they can do it. And they essentially had the game in the bag yesterday until that last shot.
Mm-hmm.
The Broncos not only lost to the Steelers, but Jeremy, they lost a couple of key players. Quarterback Drew Locke hurt his shoulder. Top receiver Cortland Sutton hurt his leg. So now...
Not Cortland Sutter.
Sutton. And that's with Tom Brady coming to town.
Oh, he's so good.
Tom Brady and the Buccaneers come to Denver this weekend. The Broncos are 0-2. The Rockies managed to win. They beat the Dodgers finally yesterday. They'll be in San Francisco tonight. That's the Rockies, not the Dodgers. And mathematically, your Colorado Rockies have a 2.1% chance of making the postseason.
I hope they do it.
So you're saying there's a chance.
They're all pep-talking each other there in the locker room. And
oh, what else is going on? The... RTD has a new light rail line that begins running today. It's the one that's going to go from Union Station up to Thornton, where they eat their dead. Stops will include the National Western Center, and the whole ride takes about 30 minutes. Good. You know, those people.
That's going to be a popular one when the stock show comes back.
Correct.
It's going to be packed. Yeah.
But that's good. That's good.
Full of cowboys on it.
Anything else that I want to share with you? Oh, one thing that I will share that I found kind of interesting is this new robot server. Have you seen the video?
What is this? Uh-uh.
So at a restaurant, there's this video of this one restaurant that uses a robot to deliver your food. And it holds a little tray out, and you take the food off the tray and put it in front of you. And then it essentially says, if there won't be anything else, touch my hand and I will leave.
Hmm.
And there's like a little pad on the side of the robot's hand, and you tap it. And the robot turns and goes back to the kitchen.
Thank you. Enjoy your meal.
Yeah.
Huh. That's kind of cool.
Do you tip a robot?
Tip him over before you leave.
It's like cow tipping. Robot tipping.
Help. Help. Help.
That robot, the video of the cursing robot is one of the funniest videos of all
time. I'll have to watch that. That should be our clickbait.
You have not seen it?
No. Why is the robot cussing?
So they... These funny guys took video of an actual robot being put through its paces, and they overdubbed the robot's reaction.
Oh, fantastic. I have to see that.
What the bleep, Kevin? That's what the robot says.
Kevin.
No, he's just got a regular voice,
regular?
Which makes it really funny. I'll send
so
you
good.
A link.
All right, I got to
see it.
I
don't know if we want to put that on our...
No, we probably shouldn't if there's naughty words in it. Little ears. I recently had a family member in the hospital, and I guess my dad was there visiting, and they had a robot in the room, like, helping do things. There's a little
like what?
I got to dive into this a little more because he kind of said it in passing. Bringing things to the person or...
Really?
I think there was a camera hooked to it, too, so they could monitor the person, and the robot...
So it's like a robot nurse?
Yeah. Isn't that kind of cool?
I'll be darned.
I was like, what? Damn to change your catheter. Ooh. Hey, let's talk cars, Dom. This company was looking at a bunch of models of cars, make, model, year, whatever. And then they looked at the owners and said, hey, which one of you guys has speeding tickets that are driving these particular cars? And they compiled the top five list for cars for people who speed.
And their number one is spot on.
It's spot on. I'll start at five, the Dodge Dart, which they re-released a few years ago. And the Infiniti G37, little sedan.
That's a little rocket.
Man. Yeah. The Subaru Impreza, the Volkswagen GTI.
Really?
And then number one, although let's back up. Where's the F-250s? Where is the BMW guy? The worst driver ever. Mom. My mom has a Beamer. All right. Anyway, number one, the Subaru WRX, Dom.
They're always speeding.
They're always zipping around. They're always bright blue.
They have those giant spoilers that are about 4 feet in the air.
Some teenager's driving it, you know, with his hat on backwards. And mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's the number one. So slow down if you're driving a WRX this morning, all right?
Funny that it's the same company that makes, like, the Outback.
I know. Two totally different things.
Nobody's speeding in those. You know, if they were to do another study to find which cars are driving the slowest on the highway, it would be the Outback.
Probably, man.
I'm telling you. If you're on the highway and it's a 65-mile-an-hour zone and the car in front of you is doing 54, chances are it's an Outback.
Yep. It's hard to see with all those stickers on the back window and stuff, you know? The dog's running around inside. Four bikes you got crammed in there.
Right, exactly.
You can't see anything. We got some new emojis coming next year. It's the 2021 batch. Now, here's the thing. It's kind of sparse. There's not a lot coming out because the 2020 batch actually hasn't even come out yet. They've been pushed back because of the coronavirus, which is weird to me because just isn't it an update on your phone?
Yeah, well, some people have them and some don't. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, I don't have them because they had the pinching finger hand.
Hey,
the Italian thing. I don't have that yet because I'd be sending that to you all the time at the end of every text. The ninja, the mousetrap, all those. They haven't been. I don't have them yet. So anyway, so the 2021s are coming out. There's a lot of emojis of couples with hearts between them. A huge mix of genders, races, all sorts of them. So you got every mix and match now. So that's kind of cool. And then there's going to be a woman with a hipster haircut, a heart wrapped in bandages, a heart on fire, a face with swirly eyes, a face in the clouds, and a face puffing out smoke, which will probably be big here in Colorado.
Very much.
As you're driving your Outback with your pot weed. So anyway, all that stuff's supposed to be coming out next year. Woohoo. Speaking of your phone, check out this app. There's a new app called Mole, and it lets you hire anonymous strangers to work as your spies. So basically, you go onto this Mole app and say, hey, is anyone near, Park Meadows, the Panda Express? I think my boyfriend might be there. I need you to shoot me some live video. And if there's somebody there, they'll say, I'm here. You pay them virtually, and they'll stream that location that you requested to see if your boyfriend's cheating on you or something at Panda Express. Which who wouldn't? Delicious orange chicken.
It is good. I like the way they couch this as, oh, if you're going to be like, you know, if you want to see what Big Ben in London looks like, you know, you can put it out there and somebody who's there will say, nobody's going to be using it for that. They're only going to be using it to spy on people.
They said something that's like, if you're out of town and maybe somebody's near your house, you can have them stream the front of your house, make sure it looks okay.
Although, wouldn't it be funny to get, if you are at some of these fancy places, to set up, just go ahead and stage some really hilarious videos and just keep them for the next year on your phone. And when you see somebody who says, oh, I need a picture from Big Ben, and you've got it on your phone, some ridiculous thing that you did. Where you
mooning or something.
Yeah, exactly. And you can send that to them.
That's pretty good.
Where's my
$5? Where's my $5?
How much do you get paid for being a mole?
I don't know. I didn't click on further details of this story. I kind of just skimmed it, but I don't know what the rates are. I kind of want to get it just to see.
You strike me as the guy who would pay for that service.
Probably. I'd spy on somebody. This is kind of funny. I don't know if we really needed a study for this. It's coming out of Texas. The study's saying people are happier when they're spending time with their friends than when we spend time with our family. Really? And that includes their partner and their children. In fact, actually, this story says that we're the least happy when we're spending time with our husband or wife.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. Yesterday was National Wives Day, even. They said there is a big catch. Researchers say the main difference is that when we're spending time with friends, we're actually probably having a lot of fun and doing fun activities and maybe having a few cocktails and yucking it up. When you're doing that with your family, you're probably not. You're probably arguing at Thanksgiving, you know? So they're saying that kind of sways the results.
We're doing chores together. So you're not
doing
chores.
The fun yes. Yeah. Or you're, you know, yelling at your kids or something. Grounding
you know, if
them.
You spend as much time with your friends as you spend with your family, you'd feel the same way about your friends as you do your family.
Right.
Just saying.
Anything else I want to tell you? Emmys were on last night. Nobody cares. You can see all that online. All right, clickbait me. Go to our Facebook page. Search Dom and Jeremy on Facebook. Posted a video from a YouTuber today. Her name is Emma Pope, and the video is pretty darn funny, and it's pretty darn spot on. It's a video of her pretending to be one of the Trader Joe's checkout people when they just love everything you're buying.
And I like she makes it so realistic because she'll hold it up like she's talking to the customer and she'll say, have you tried these
yet? First time? Oh. They're to die for.
Yeah.
And it's true. Like, you know, look around when you're at Trader Joe's next time. They love everything you're buying. So I wonder if that's in the handbook.
It's very, right? Employee manual.
Yeah, I think it probably is.
It's funny because it's so spot on.
So true. So check it out. It's on our Facebook. Search Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.
That's what's trending now with your boys in the morning.